I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, canine influenza virus, or dog flu, has been around for more than 10 years and has been found in over 30 states, including Alabama. But during the past 2 months, the Chicago area has been experiencing an outbreak of dog flu that has become an epidemic among canines. A number of facilities that cater to dogs and their owners, providing services such as grooming, boarding, training, even health care, have temporarily closed their doors or limited access in an attempt to keep the virus from spreading. There is a vaccine that can offer some protection, but like human flu vaccines, the one that's available may not be effective against the new strain of dog flu that has affected more than 1,000 dogs in the Midwest so far. This strain appears to be more virulent than previous ones, killing at least 6 animals. Symptoms include a fever, persistent cough, runny nose, lethargy, and loss of appetite. While it is treatable, a dog could develop pneumonia. Dog flu can be especially dangerous, even fatal, for young puppies, older animals, or others that have weakened immune systems. The virus is most effectively spread by dog-to-dog contact, but it can live on fabrics and hard surfaces. It can also be spread by a human who handles or pets more than one animal without taking precautions. There's no indication that the virus can make you sick, but the new strain of dog flu can also affect your cat. How can you protect your pet from dog flu? Veterinarians still recommend the vaccine, believing it will offer some measure of protection. If your dog stays inside most of the time and doesn't really come into contact with other dogs, there is less risk. But any place you take your dog where it might have contact with other dogs, such as a trip to the park, the groomer, a boarding facility, a group training lesson, or even the vet's clinic, could expose your canine buddy to dog flu. And if your dog starts coughing or sneezing, call your vet. Early detection and treatment will give your best friend its best chance for a full recovery, which makes for a healthy dog and a happy owner. When you're speaking of pets.